by it. So I was a worldly. What was that?
Excuse me. Where can I find? I'm just interested in what your.
Yeah, don'tperish.com. So
okay.
If you go on there, my testimony's on there. My brother's testimony's on there. We had to come out of the world. I was a college graduate. I was a Lutheran for most of my life. And I was the most worldly Christian. I was addicted to pornography, the whole works. I had to lose my life. So what losing your life means is coming out of Satan's culture. And that means losing the pride, losing the passion, losing the career, maybe if it gets in the way of God. Basically, everything you love, you have to leave. Everything in this world that your flesh loves, Romans 8:8, no man can please God in the flesh. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. So you have to lose. I lost my friends, my family. I preached the gospel to them. They didn't want to hear it. And Romans 16:17 says, I have to mark and avoid those who go contrary to sound doctrine. Yeah. They didn't want to follow Christ.
It's pretty extreme. I'm kind of working on it. Extreme, trying to just follow like myself. But I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm really stuck with completely giving up who I am as a worldly person.
Right. I mean,
that's
why the way is so narrow. That's why Jesus said very few are going to find eternal life, because very few are willing to forsake everything in this world to hold on to the eternal things. And to be a vagabond, a sojourner in this world, be hated by the world, even killed maybe. We're getting close to these end times where they're just going to start killing Christians.
Yeah.
But there are very few real Christians that have lost their life and are born again by the Spirit of God. I know many people claim to be born again. I did for a long time as a Lutheran. But I was not born again until I tore out everything temporary in my heart, especially my religious pride. That was the biggest thing. My religious pride was the biggest barrier between me and God. He didn't give me His Holy Spirit until I tore that out. That was the hardest thing to tear out. I thought I was born again. I thought I was good to go. I was propping myself up as something. Ooh, I lost my life. Look at me. I'm better than people and all of this stuff. I had a lot of pride. The Lord broke me down, got me to the point where I was afraid I was going to go to hell. He had to crush me under the rock. And I got to a point where I was just broken. It says, if the rock falls on you, you'll be broken. Or actually, if you fall on the rock, you'll be broken. If the rock falls on you, you'll be ground to powder. So I was broken, and the Lord was able to build me back up from ground zero. You have to get to a point where you're completely broken, and you're like, you know what? I see the temporary aspect of this world. Everything you see. I mean, you're going to have to give up everything when you die anyway. You might as well give it up early. Follow Jesus in spirit and truth, right? And I encourage you, get out of the churches. Get out of the culture. It's going to be hard. Your friends might hate you, your family. Jesus said, I came to bring a sword to divide. Two to three, three to two. I mean, the truth cuts. The truth hurts. And that's why I love my neighbor enough to stand out here, tell them the truth that people aren't bold enough to tell them. That they're living as a friend of the world. They're currently an enemy of God. It's pointed primarily at professing Christians that just go to church. But I want to go through the whole gospel with you. Repentance, coming out of the world, like I said, losing your life. When you're ready to lose your life, follow after Christ in spirit and truth. Basically, it's like you're a vessel. And if you just pour a little bit off the top, and you're like, okay, Lord, fill me up with that living water, it's still going to be muddy, it's still going to be murky. But if you pour the whole thing out, if you say, Lord, I'm going to give you my whole life, I'm going to seek the kingdom of God with all that I am, heart, soul, mind, and strength. I don't care what people say about me. I don't care if I'm a laughingstock to the world. Lord, I want you. You pour it all out. He's going to give you His Holy Spirit because He sees a willing vessel. Acts 5 says He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. And once you're born again, the fruit that you're born again is not that you attend some church building, Sunday service, 5-minute Bible study a day and whatnot, or that you talk about Jesus when people ask you at your workplace or anything like that. The fruit that you're born again, Romans 8:29, I love this verse, we're conformed to the image of His Son. He said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Jesus is the word of God, John 1. He's also the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if you have the Spirit of God inside you, Jesus Christ inside of you, your life is going to drastically change, and you're going to be hungering and thirsting after righteousness, after the kingdom of God.
I feel like I'm there, but I feel like I want to be in a position to be able to offer more to the world, as far as like, no, I mean, like, I see you out here, and it's like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm trying to accomplish the most. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not for me. It's you know what I mean? It's I'm trying to, I understand, like, you know, do things for the glory of God. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by doing the most? Does that mean like doing the most in the world?
To affect the most lives in a positive way.
Like, all right. Like, well, the best way you can do that, here's how you can do that. Lose your life. Be separate from the world. Be wholly separate, set apart. I mean, you can be a shining light. Jesus says, be salt and light. No man, when he lighteth a candle, setteth it under a bushel. It's a light to everyone in the house. So just you going about your daily life, people ask me about how I dress all the time. God actually teaches us how to dress in the scriptures, pre-Torah, Genesis 3. And people ask about that. They see how I act. They see how I don't go along with them to do worldly things. And I'm separate, wholly set apart. You can affect the world in the simplest of ways, far more than being, it's called pragmatism. When you try to use the world as a tool to bring people to Jesus, it's like using sin to bring people to Jesus.
Right.
We're supposed to be wholly separate, set apart. Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I believe it's in 2 Timothy, he says, continue in sound doctrine by which ye are saved and them that hear thee. So if you continue in sound doctrine and you're out there shining your light and you're telling people the gospel of Christ, people are going to look at me out here and they're going to say, wow, that kid's weird. He comes out here all the time. He's just holding a sign.
I've never seen you. Like, I mean, this is awesome.
Right.
To me, this is great.
Yeah. So
it's like, I don't really care if anybody sees me with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, good. It's like, I mean, there is that back of my mind, the doubt, like, oh shit, what are people thinking? But I don't.
Right. And honestly, that's the man pleasing.
I feel a good sense of, like, really in my heart, don't care.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
my
good.
Brain kind of like, oh, what?
That's,
you know what
that's
I mean?
The
like,
flesh. That's the flesh. I had a lot of that early on, like the man-pleasing kind of ideology. I used to talk with people on the street. I used to be really man, because I went through the college system. I used to get into like intellectual debates with people and like, oh, okay, I see your side of things, side of things.
Yeah.
But if you look at the examples in Scripture, and I want you to test people that claim Christ. Read through Acts and see what the Holy Spirit gives the disciples, the people that are following Christ, that are born again. He gives them boldness to stand for the truth.
Yeah, okay.
Uncompromised. Right. We see the church people walk past us, they say, I got Jesus, I got him already. And that's why when you were flashing your crucifix, we see that all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And,
And,
but they don't want to
say. It's just kind of an acknowledgement, though. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not out here for nothing. You know what I mean?
Right. I know. We get that a lot. People like to slap, like, bumper sticker Jesus on their car and say, I got it already. I got to get out of hell car.
I walk around not in shame, like, it tucked in, but it's almost like sometimes, I know I should not be afraid, but it's like, I'm also not living all the way 100% proper. Like, I feel like I'm trying to work towards. I bite myself so hard. You know?
Yeah. Jesus said, if you're ashamed, if you're ashamed of me and my words, he's going to be ashamed of you in the coming of the Son of Man before his angels.
That's not what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? I'm getting at is, like, I want to be a good example.
Right.
And I don't
the best...
look at me as, like, because I'm just coming out of a huge mess of my whole life addiction.
Okay.
Hardcore.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the best example you can be, give your life totally over to Jesus Christ, and he will give you his Holy Spirit. He promises that if you give over everything, lay down your life to serve Christ. And you will be a shining, burning light for people seeking the kingdom of God. You'll be showing the way. See, I got out of the world. I lost my life. You can do it too. That's what I love to tell people is, I lost everything. Family, friends, my career ambitions. I lost the way I dress, my pride, my vanity, fashion. Like, I lost everything.
Yeah.
All I do is five basic things. And the apostles, the disciples, did five basic things. And that's eat and sleep, minister the gospel and with other people the gospel, fellowship with one another, work to pay their way, and then restore in nature when they got tired of doing the other four things. That's the simple life that all disciples of Christ are called to live. We're not called to entertain ourselves in the flesh. We're not called to go to fleshly services just to feel like we have fellowship with people. We're called to be separate, set apart. If you read through Leviticus, I know it's the Old Testament, but it's really edifying to read through Leviticus and see that God wants people to be separate.
I've read something that, like you do need to be a part of, like the church, you know, in parentheses, you know what I mean? Like the
yeah.
body, right? And, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
But like, so like, yeah, like, I'm like, I would be like one of the, like, whatever, the one John that was just like in the wilderness a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of what I do, dude. And it's because I'm not really happy with the world.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying
but
that.
I need people,
I'm glad
too,
you see
man.
That.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm lonely, dude. And you know what I mean? It's like,
well,
dude,
hey, you met a born again believer today. I'm going to be in La Crosse for quite a while. And I have a brother and sister I fellowship with online. I know only a few saints because there's going to be few that make it into eternal life. But what you can be, even if I'm not here, even if the brother or sister are not here, it says in the scriptures, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He'll lead you into all truth. He'll be your comforter. Be like Noah, right? In the days of the coming of the Son of Man, it's going to be the same way as it was in the days of Noah. And the Lord said himself, will I find faith left on earth when I return? So there's going to be so few people left on earth when Jesus Christ comes with true faith.
I feel like that's going to, like, there's going to be like some big falling out and then like mass genocide or something. And then like, you know what I mean? It's just going to be the numbers that we have now, and there's just going to be so few.
Well,
I want to believe that, like, it's almost like a comparison of, like, I had this thought. Okay, hear me
okay.
out.
Sure.
Of, like, you know, the 144 or whatever, that
yeah.
number, okay?
Okay.
So, I feel like, can that be equated to the amount of people that were on there then and now? It's times that because of how many is that?
Well,
can that, or is
so
that
here,
completely
I mean, I would
saying?
Make sure.
Because I want to believe that,
I mean,
right?
I would make sure, before you dive into, like, Revelation, we're going verse by verse, me and my brother through Revelation, it's really edifying. Before you worry about all of this end time stuff, get right with God. Repent, come out of the world, crucify your flesh, be born again by the Spirit of God. Because all of that, it doesn't matter unless you're born again and walking in the light as He is in the light. It says in the scriptures, if you're not walking in the light, the last part of the gospel, you have to endure. Like, it's a covenant. It's a blood covenant. Jesus said, this is my blood of the new covenant, the new testament. So, it's a blood covenant we enter into with Jesus Christ. When we say, Lord, I'm going to give you my whole life. I'm going to lay down everything for you. Give me your Holy Spirit, please. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. If you're broken, you've come to your bottom, He'll build you up. But you have to keep walking in the light, because if you decide later on, well, I kind of like my sin. I like the world. I kind of want to be friends with people. Hebrews 10:26 says, there's no more sacrifice for willful sin. If you choose sin willfully and say, I'd rather have sin than Jesus Christ, you will be outside of the kingdom. It says in Revelation 22:15, if you love or make one lie, you won't enter into the kingdom of God. You have to strip out all sin, and that's where the church systems go wrong.
Like we can't live. We literally, it's impossible.
It's impossible to live sinlessly perfect. It's
okay,
true.
Okay.
We're not the sinless perfectionists.
I'm trying. I feel like I'm not trying, like, as hard as I can. You know what I mean? That's
right.
Wrong.
We can't achieve sinless perfection. We need Jesus Christ's perfect righteousness to ever get us into eternal life. Without Him, we have no hope. So we need His perfect righteousness, but we have to walk in the light. We have to cleanse ourselves of any willful sin. Anything we know is sin, we have to leave it. Otherwise, it's willful sin. Like, if I told you today, James 4:4, friend of the world's the enemy of God, do you still love sports, politics, entertainment, fashion, movies, the things of the world? Are you dressing your temple biblically? Genesis 3, the Lord clothed us in tunic-like garments as an archetype of Jesus Christ covering our sin. And it never changed. The prophets, the apostles, Jesus wore a robe. We're getting a robe of righteousness in Revelation. If you go on the website and you see those articles, my brother has a ton of articles. He's been teaching 15 years. He's been born again. He's traveling around preaching the gospel. I heard him actually at a festival preaching the gospel, and that's how I heard it. And I'm like, that sounds right. And I went back and I tested it to the Word of God. I lost my life. And I was like, this is right. I got to repent. I got to get out of this. I threw away my prideful clothes. I dressed as biblical as I could at the time, went to the thrift store. People I was working with were making fun of me. I'm like, I don't care. I got to keep pressing on.
Yeah.
So that's what the Lord looks for. He looks for that heart. But make sure, yeah, you've come out of the world. Make sure you've lost your life, because before you start worrying about the end times, Satan really likes to take people down rabbit holes. He really likes to take people, what could this sign mean? The eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an end time thing. Oh, Jesus might be coming back. That connects with this, 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 that connects. What about obedience and holiness to the Word of God? What about coming out of the world, walking in the light? So, we're here to help you. I mean, we have an email on the website. I'm going to be in the area for quite a while if you want to sit down and talk.
I feel like, you know, like there's things that I question that I read in that devotion. You know what I mean, though? That doesn't seem 100%. And,
What church is this from? Do you know?
It's just something that I got from a church when I was actually, I did a discipleship program for like a couple months.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right for me because I just expected everybody to be a lot further in their walk or whatever, and I think that was my excuse to leave.
Yeah.
And maybe I could have been an example there. Maybe that's what I was supposed to do. I don't know.
I had kind of a similar experience in college. I went to all of the college youth groups. I was seeking Christ at the time, the college youth groups of the Christian groups and whatnot, and I would sit in there and I'd be like, I want to talk about the scriptures, the Word of God. I want to get to the bottom of the truth, because I was seeking truth.
Like word for word, man. I mean, you know,
people,
it is what it is. There's no way around it. Twisting it, right?
I mean, there's no private interpretation of scripture, and I just want to talk about truth. But I saw that people cared more about the world than they did about the truth of God. And after the devotion, after the 1 hour thing, they would go right back to their partying, their worldliness, everything. They weren't born again. And I was sitting there and I was seeing all this, and it made me so sad. I'm like, I got to leave this place. These people are not born of Christ. I got to find the truth. So I've been on a journey my whole life to find the truth. I finally found it and I lost my life. You can hear my testimony on the website. I was born again. And now I'm going out there preaching the truth. And the only way you can be bold, and I don't want to tell people this because this is the experience that I had. The only way you can be bold in the truth is if you know the truth and you're confident of the truth. That's how I can stand out here and say, James 4:4, friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. I care about your soul. You're outside of the truth.
And
you need
extreme
to come back.
Too, but I didn't even like really necessarily read. Like I just saw like Jesus, and I was like, okay, you know, and I was like, whatever. I kept on going, but then I came back and I read it, and I'm like, okay, this dude probably ain't messing around. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. There's like homeless encampment very nearby and stuff. And, and I kind of thought that like somebody's out here trying to get paid.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I judged you from over there. I'm like,
gotta be careful there.
You know what I mean? I'm like, man, I'm like, but then I realized, I was like, okay, maybe I should, something maybe turn around and just like, okay, you know, like.
Well, maybe it's, I think you're my God appointment for the day. I think the Holy Spirit turned you around.
I'm not gonna lie,
you're talking.
Because I'm fighting myself hard. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a fight, man. It's a fight.
It's bad, dude.
And I got to the point where I was so afraid of losing my soul. That's the point you have to get to, though. You have to be broken before God and say, Lord, all I want is your salvation. All I want is your Holy Spirit. I'll live the rest of my life. I don't want the temporary stuff. I don't want this world. This world is fading away. Jesus said he's coming back to burn it all up. I want the eternal kingdom, the kingdom of God, and I'm okay being an outcast, being separate, having people make fun of me. I just want your boldness,
your
spirit.
I got all the excuses for days. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like I need a roof over my head, right? You know what I mean? It's
right.
It's like all these things. Like, how do you give up your life and not still live in the world? Like you said, work a job and stuff.
Yeah, you got. We have to pay our way.
How do you pick a career that it aligns with?
Yeah, I mean, we can. Like, we can help you with that. We went over that. Me and my brothers. We went over that because that's an important topic. Picking a job. I have a job that allows me to dress the way I want, go in 8 hours, do the work. People aren't talking to me. It's really nice, and I can just go back. You can find jobs, like the labor jobs like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. That's why Jesus said the way is so narrow. Don't believe any of these churches saying, all you got to do is raise your hand, say a prayer, repent maybe once, and you're going to heaven. You're assured of it. No. You have to walk in the light every single day of your life. Until you die, until you either get killed, you die, or Jesus comes back. And, I mean, we're here to help you, man. We got all sorts of resources on the website. The Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added to you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, Jesus said. So focus on what you can do today to get right with God, because who knows, maybe today is your last day. Maybe you'll fall asleep and never wake up, you know, that's, and you don't want to be on that kind of like, I don't know if I can do this. You want to say, you want to make your choice. It says in Joshua, choose this day whom you will serve, either this world or God. And the beautiful thing is God gave you light today. He sees that you have a heart, a little bit of a heart for him. And he's like, okay, I'll give you a talent. I'll give you some light today. What are you going to do with it? If you just bury your talent, you say, I'm not really going to do anything with it. The Lord said, okay, I'm going to take it back, give it to someone else. But if you say, you know what, I'm going to treasure this thing. It is a pearl of great price. I got to lose my life. Lord, I'm going to give you everything. I tested the guy's website. This guy's website, he's totally biblical. He's teaching me the right stuff. I got to lose my life. If you test it and you say that, and you lose your life, the Lord will give you more light and more light. And I'm a faithful witness of that. He'll give you more light, more truth. You'll start separating from the world.
I feel like it's got to be really hard to like not be prideful in that. Like you said, like you experienced in the past. I mean, sometimes it's just got to come back without even like being able to help it. You know what I mean? But at least you can identify it and know that it's like, it happens.
Right? You gotta really be careful. Pride's one of those things, especially novice pride. We just had a problem in our body of believers where a young man had a lot of novice pride and he wouldn't give it up. We had to put him out of the body like the scriptures tell us to do. He still wouldn't give it up. He hasn't come back and repent yet. Novice pride is a very dangerous thing. So you have to make sure you're completely broken and said, you know what, I'm nothing. Lord, I got nothing to offer you. You could kill me right now. The only reason I'm not dead right now is because of God's mercy. He's giving me time to repent. You have to get to that point where you're absolutely nothing, because then what the Lord can do is he can see that and say, okay, I see that you're humble before me, that you have nothing to offer me. Here, let me raise you up. Your weaknesses are my strength. Let me raise you up to where I want you to be, whether a teacher, a preacher, a pastor, a shepherd, whatever he wants you to be. And it's a beautiful thing. But a lot of people like to take that autonomy and say, you know what, I'm going to do everything myself. I'm going to follow the New Testament by the letter, but I'm going to do everything the way I want to do it, and I'm going to go out and do this, that, and the other thing. The Lord wants submission.
Yeah.
Submission. And you just have to be humble and say, you know what, I'm no better than any of these people. And when I'm flying signs like this, I'm like, I wish someone would have flew signs like this when I was seeking truth.
Yeah.
That's how I come out here. And I say, I'm no better than any of these people. And if they have a heart for God like you do, they see it. Maybe. And that's the biggest impact. You talked about changing lives, like changing lives. That's the biggest impact you can have, because someone will see this sign and they'll say, I got to look into that. Whoever's seeking truth out there, look into that. And I see that you're a seeker of truth. I hope you pursue it. I hope you don't quench the Spirit, because he pulled you back here. And I poured a ton of truth into you. I gave you the biblical gospel. Yeah. I gave you the website. Reach out if you have any questions.
Yeah,
and if you'd love to, if you'd like to meet up, my brother's going to be up here in a little while. If you'd like to meet up sometime, go deeper in truth. He's an elder in the body. He knows a lot more than I do. We'd love to go through the scriptures and get you on the right path, the narrow way to eternal life. We don't take anyone's money. We're not like the churches.
Yeah, yeah.
We just want people to be in the truth, you know, so... Because we're born again. So, what's your name?
Nick.
Here, let me see if I can. Nice to meet you.
Right on, good to meet you, man.
Yeah, I'm, my original name was Colin, but my brothers and sisters gave me the name Akouo, which in Greek it means to hear. Because I was at a festival, I heard the gospel.
Yeah.
Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Right.
So I heard it, and I was like, I got to test that.
Yeah.
And I lost my life. I dropped my nets, followed Christ. And I see a similar thing in you. I think you got a little bit of ears to hear.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think you got. Bit, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right there.
Worse, I don't think.
I think. Yeah. 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 I hope you pursue it. I hope you pursue it, man, because it is a lonely life, and you will be hated by the world. But Jesus promises eternal life, and he gives you peace and joy and hope in the Holy Spirit. When people do that to me...
So like that was like a teenage-looking, like, 20... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Am I supposed to feel bad for it?
No.
Am I supposed to, like...
When people, like...
I know...
praying for him.
Yeah, when
that's all I know.
Oh yeah, I care about his soul. I hope he repents. But
I hope he sees the light. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, when people flip me off, when people yell vulgar things at me, when guys come by and start mocking me, people walk by and whatnot. Jesus said, rejoice, because your reward is great in heaven. Because you're telling them the truth, the world's going to hate you. People hated Jesus. They killed Jesus. His own people killed Jesus.
Right.
So when people mock me, I'm like, you know what? I'm shining the light of Christ. I know this is the truth. They may mock me. They may spit at me, whatever they might do. It's like, this is the truth. And I know this is going to save their soul if they listen to it, if they have ears to hear. So that's how I can stand out here, and I can take the mocking, I can take the weird looks, and I can take, because it's like, God can see my fruit. I care about what God thinks, not about what they think.
There's that few people that want to listen, you know what I mean? They're like, really listen, you know?
Yeah. There's so few, man. I mean, the more you do street ministry.
And that's not discouraging. It's just, I know how it is, because I just was unaware or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't open my ears. It just happened. I feel like it was a blessing like that. I didn't really almost have control of it, but I kind of,
well,
you know what I mean? It just kind of happened.
Yeah, it's kind of a leading of the Holy Spirit. He kind of like leads you. You hear something, you're like, you know what? That sounds right. And it says, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me, right?
Yeah.
So my sheep, if you hear the voice of God, you hear the truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. If you hear the word of God and you're like, that sounds right, I better follow that, and I better seek that out, because that sounds right. I would say keep following
that. I feel like that's a blessing in a sense that, I mean, I feel like I really get discouraged with, like, I mean, people like that have, like, intellectual disorder, you know what I mean? Or, like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like, something that is, like, almost out of the control. That's what throws me off a lot. That's
well, everyone has an opportunity to repent. Yeah. Everyone can choose either light or darkness. We're not Calvinists. We don't say, well, there's some people that are chosen, some people that are not chosen,
right,
and we can decide who's chosen, not chosen.
Right.
Everyone has the opportunity. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come.
Sure.
But very few are going to come. Very few are going to lose their life. And even fewer are going to follow after him their whole life. Even fewer are going to endure till the end. So how few? I mean, 8 got on the ark out of hundreds of thousands on the earth, right?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the, what was the first part? I don't
know. Only eight got on the ark of Noah.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
And out of, like, probably hundreds of thousands at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then two, when the Israelites went around in the wilderness going into the promised land, only two went into the promised land out of, I forget the number, something, a thousand, something like that.
Yeah.
So God's,
that one,
if
okay.
You, yeah, 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 article. My brother has an article on that. I would look into that doctrine of few, because there's examples all over Scripture of how few people are going to make it in.
I know, and that's what it's really, it almost angers me, though.
Yeah, I mean.
But I can't be, I mean, I'm, I guess, yeah.
I mean, I encourage you, you have some light. You seem like a guy that has a heart for God. Keep pursuing it, lose your life, and say, Lord, I'll do anything for your salvation. Give me your Holy Spirit, Lord. I want to be led in your truth. I don't want this error. I don't want the false ways. I don't want the church systems. I don't want the culture.
Yeah.
I just want you, Lord. That's what he's looking for. And when you're completely broken and you say, Lord, I have nothing to offer you, but please use me. Please use me. He'll give you his Holy Spirit. He promises that. You'll be born again. And you have to walk in that your whole life. And you'll have to fight early on in your walk. If you choose to give your life to Christ, and I encourage you, early on in your walk, it's going to be really, really tough, because that's when Satan's going to come at you. Actually, he sent my parents to hunt me down and try to pull me back into my old life.
Right, right. Makes sense.
So Satan will try to bring people into your life to throw you off the path, but you have to keep going forward. You have to say, nope, I love the truth. Nope, I love the truth.
You know what I mean? It's really difficult.
It is difficult.
You know?
But
it's worth it, though. I mean, in my heart, I just know. I just know.
You just know,
like,
yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, it's hard to find people like that. I'm glad that I came.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm glad I met you, man.
This is
God-appointed, and I'm glad I got to pour so much truth into you, and I gave you the website. Scour that website. Learn as much truth as you can. Test it all to the Word of God. If we have anything wrong, if you see something, it's like, I don't see that in the Word of God,
yeah.
Email us, show it to us, because we want to be in all truth. We want to make sure we're in all truth. So, but the big thing is, and I keep pounding on it because it's going to be the hardest thing you're going to do. You got to give your whole life. You got to lose everything. You got to lose everything you love, everything temporary. And I just want to leave it at that, because that's the big thing you got to decide, you got to do. And that's a between you and God thing. I can't help you with that. You got to make that decision. So.
Sure, yeah. I'm gonna sit on that. I'm gonna go ride around and pray. Just
make sure you pray and make sure you say, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, I'm going to lay down everything. And Jesus said, repent or you'll all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. So make sure you repent and come out of the world. And I'm here to help you, man. Reach out on the email. Yeah, my brother's here to help you. If you need a phone call.
I wish I could just like hear like physically, like, should I do this or not? You know what I mean?
But yeah,
it's
yeah.
You know, it comes from inside.
It comes from inside. And I'm going to tell you, it's the right thing to do, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Only through him can we gain eternal life. There's no other path. And he's calling you. He's drawing you in. He's like, follow me, follow me. But you have to make that decision. He can't, not even God can make that decision for you. It's your own will. You have to say, okay, I'll follow you, or I can't do it right now.
That is the gift, I mean, or whatever you want to call it, that, or the curse that we are, you know what I mean?
It is, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I encourage you. I mean, reach out on that email. My brother would love to talk to you. He's an elder. He'll get on the phone with you. He'll encourage you if you need more encouragement. He'll go in the scriptures, so show you all the scriptures you need. We care about your soul.
I feel like I need a community, you know what I mean? And,
I mean,
I'm struggling to find that in this community, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I haven't tested anything too hard
before.
Like,
don't compromise. Don't compromise. And be a Noah in your generation. You have me. You have my brother. Reach out on the website. So we'd be in daily communication with you. We follow the Hebrews 13:3 daily exhortation, lest you fall in the deceitfulness of sin. So we daily exhort each other, and we'd love to daily exhort you, because I'll be in the area for a while, and I can meet up with you, and I can help you in the truth. We can seek the truth together. And so the Lord has put, it's like the golden opportunity. There's so few saints left, but you found one. So, yeah.
Right on.
All right. Awesome.
Good meeting
you.
I hope to talk to you again.
Yeah.
For sure, I will. I'll be in contact.
Alrighty. Awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah, good to meet you.
I'm going to not meet the maker yet.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You never know.
Right.
Don't spend too long praying. Make sure you repent.
Yeah.